ערב שבת שלום, פרשת שמיני. Today is Zach Benisan, Shabbat Mevarchim, Chodesh Iyar. Big week. In this week's parasha, we encounter a very, very tragic incident that was even more of a tragedy and even more shocking to Am Yisrael because of the timing. Right, what am I talking about? The death of Nadav Avihu, which occurred specifically on the most joyous day Am Yisrael had ever encountered until that time, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's a tremendous simcha v'sason le'yudim, and specifically, right, it's like in the middle of the Midrash compares it to Bar Minan in the middle of a chatuna, one of the Ba'alei Asmachot passing away. It's a terrible shock. Am Yisrael was so shocked by it. And there are various reasons among, we find in Chazal for why Nadav Avihu were so severely punished. What I want to focus on today is what we find in the Gemara Masechet Eruvin, Daf Nun Gimel, the Midrash, that they were Chayav Mita for being Morei Hora'a Bifnei Rabbam, for the fact that they ruled on Halacha in front of their Rebbe. The Gemara says, "Lometum b'nei Aharon." I'm sorry, Daf Samach Gimel, not Nun Gimel. "Lometum b'nei Aharon ad she'oru halacha b'ifnei Moshe Rabban." And the Gemara tells a story. Be'emet, Talmid echad ayal lo Rabbi Eliezer she'ora halacha b'fanav. Rabbi Eliezer Gadol had a certain Talmid that paskin the shaila in his presence. Amar le Rabbi Eliezer le'ima shalom ishto. Rabbi Eliezer had a very special wife. Her name was Ima Shalom. That was her name.
Ima Shalom.
Yeah, that's her name. And she was a very important woman. Who was she? No, well, she was Rabbi Eliezer's wife, but besides for that, she came from a very important family. She was Rabban Gamliel's sister, daughter of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Arishon. So, the Gemara says many stories about her. She was a isha meod meod chashuva v'tzadeket. So he went home and he told her, Tamea ani im yotzi zeshnato. He told his wife what happened in the Bet Midrash that day, and he says, I wonder, it would be surprising to me if this student of mine lives out the year. Which means he meant to imply he's going to die. So, Amra lo, Navi ata. She said, you Navi? Why are you saying that? Amar la lo Navi ani velo ben Navi ani, elakach mekublani, kol amore halacha bifnei rabo, chayav mita. Says it has nothing to do with prophecy here, nothing to do with Ruach HaKodesh. I have a tradition from my Rebbeim that anybody who paskins a she'ela, and the Gemara over there goes through a whole sugiya. That's the sugiya in Shas about Moro Hora'a Bifnei Rabbo. Is it specifically in his presence, within three milin, within three parsaot, all sorts of different shitot, and there's a big tosot over there that breaks down the halachot, what kind of she'elot. In the lifetime of the Rebbe, you have to wait until he passes away. All sorts of different chilukei dinim. Halacha lema'aseh. You can look this up in Yored De'as, Siman Resh Mem Bet. All of these halachot of Moro Hora'a Bifnei Rabbo. Umikol makom. You see that the Avon is so chamur that apparently, how come Rabbi Eliezer didn't just let it go? You know, Harav Shemachal Al Kodo, Kodo Machur. Yeah, apparently, I'm sure Rabbi Eliezer didn't want him to die. How come he wasn't just Mochel? Apparently, this is not something that is done for Mechila and not even something that was instituted, this halacha, because of Kvod Harav. How do we know that? I'll bring you the ayah, says the Sichot Musar. The Gemara over there also says that kol demotiv mila kamera be azil lishol belovalan. Anybody who says something or paskin something, jumps the gun in front of his rebbe, passes away without children. How do we know? Shneimar vayan Yehoshua mesharet Moshe mibechura vayomar Adoni Moshe klaim. In Parashat Be'alotecha, if you remember, there's an incident over there with Eldad u'Medad mitnabbeim b'machane. And what were they saying? They said, Moshe met, v'Yoshua machnis. They were saying, they had Ruach HaKodesh, they were saying nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to die, and Yoshua is going to bring Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And Yoshua, out of kin'ah, out of zealousness for his Rebbe's honor, what did he do? He said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rebbe, destroy them. He didn't mean really kill them. How did Yoshua mean to destroy Eldad u'Medad? Rashi HaKadosh says on the spot, how do you destroy somebody?
Or make them poor.
No, nope. Disprove them.
Nope. Says Rashi HaKadosh, הטל עליהן צורכי ציבור, והם קלים מעליהם. Make them in charge of something. Give them communal responsibilities, and they will be destroyed on their own. You want to destroy somebody? Give them communal responsibilities. That's the way it works. Make them a gabai, make them a gizbar or something, and that'll do the trick. Wink, wink. Yeah? Anyway, בקיצור, yeah, זה לא פשוט. הגמרא says, אוי לה לרבנות שמקברת את בעליה. Yeah, authority. Yeah, we know that. הגמרא says, who was the first shevet to die? Yosef. Why? Because he was in a position of authority. Authority kills. That's the way it works. Even if it's good authority, but authority kills, the Gemara says. Anyway, מכל מקום.
Rabbinic authority included, huh?
ודאי. But somebody's got to do it. Yeah? Anyway, מכל מקום, you see Yoshua bin Nun, and the Gemara ends off. And then what does the Torah say, Uchtiv, in Divrei Hayamim? Nun beno, Yoshua beno. And after Yoshua, we don't find any other children, which means we see from here that Yoshua, the Gemara, correlates between the death of Yoshua without children and the fact that for what purpose? Was he doing it? Was it a slight of Moshe Rabbeinu's kavod? On the contrary, when Yoshua jumped and he said, Adoni Moshe Klaim, what was that for? To protect Moshe Rabbeinu's honor. And yet, he was still punished for Moreh Rabbi Fnei Rabbo. So apparently, the onish hagadol of ruling in a person's the presence of one's Rebbe is not necessarily because of the Kvod HaRav. Of course, there's an element over there, but even if it's being done Lichvod HaRav, we see that Yoshua Ben-Nun was still punished. So what's Pshat here? Why is there such a severe punishment? Zokter B'chaim Shmulevitz in Sichot Musa, he says, Chazal teaches in the Midrash, Amar Rabbi Akiva, נמשלו ישראל לעוף. מה העוף הזה אינו פורח בלא כנפיים? כך ישראל אינם יכולים לעשות כלום חוץ לזקנים. Says, just like a wing can't fly without birds, so to Am Yisrael can't do anything without their elders, without the Talmidei Chachamim. Rabotai, I ask you a question. It doesn't say that a bird can't fly without wings. It says it can't do anything without wings. What does that mean? There are many animals, there's many types of wildlife, us included, that, you know, function perfectly well without wings. Nachon? That's most wildlife doesn't have wings. And the goyim be'emet are like other, you know, the other animals in the world that don't need wings. Why is Am Yisrael compared to a bird? A bird with wings, it can fly all the way up to the sky. If you break its wings, what happens? Not only can it fly, can't walk, can't eat, it'll die without its wings. Why don't you say, go break a bird's wings? Yeah, tell the bird, okay, I know I broke your wings, so now instead of being a bird, you'll be a cat. You'll be a monkey. Nachon? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, by a bird, it doesn't work like that. You break its wings, what happens? It dies. It's not able to survive anymore. It needs them. So to Am Yisrael, look at the correlation, look at the Nimsham, it's beautiful. We said, the wings of Am Yisrael are what? The Zekenim, the Talmidei Chachamim. You take away the Zekenim, you take away the Talmidei Chachamim, you take away the authority or the respect of the Chachamim from Am Yisrael, it's not just a different Briyah that doesn't have wings, it's a bird with broken wings, and Am Yisrael falls apart. The entire Mesorah, our heritage, our tradition, everything is based on She'alavicha v'yagedcha, Zekenecha v'yom lulach. And it's not only the kavod of the Chachamim that we're talking about over here. The destiny of Am Yisrael, the perpetuation of Am Yisrael has to do specifically with our Chachamim. You break that Mesorah, it's over. So even when it's being done lichvod HaRav, we see that that punishment still stands. That is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu meted out such a severe punishment for those who are Moreh HaRabi Fnei Rabbam. There were no greater tzaddikim. The consolation of Moshe Rabbeinu to Aharon was that he told them, I knew that somebody was going to die because the death of the tzaddikim serves as a kiddush Hashem. I knew that tzaddikim were going to die on this day. What did Moshe say to Aharon? I thought it was going to be me or you or both. Apparently, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Nadav v'Avihu, they were greater than us. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's consolation to Aharon. Nadav v'Avihu tzaddikim yisod olam shelo ta'amu ta'am chet. And if that's the case, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them because of this, you see that the idea over here, so severe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so severely punishes great tzaddikim and chachamim like that, Gdolei HaDor, Nadav Avihu were shkulim keneged Moshe ve'Aharon. And yet, because this is something that is pogem, it blemishes the Mesorah of Am Yisrael, because it blemishes the Zekenim and the Mesorah we have from them, Hashem says, I can't let it go. And even Mechila doesn't work, and even, you know, nothing works. Unless, by the way, obviously, unless you ask Rishut before. If a person asks Rishut from the Rav before, and the Rav gives it, Zebeseh, you're allowed to be Moreh Hora'a Bifanav, but that's only before the fact. After the fact, Mechila won't work, because you already undid that Mesorah. You already usurped the very underpinnings that Am Yisrael stands on. It's big stuff, Rabotai. The yachas Am Yisrael has with the Rabbanim and Chachamim, especially a person's own Rebbe, is of paramount importance. It's not just like, you know, in other academia, right? You respect your professor, but it's to a point. But Am Yisrael, the respect, the reverence that we have for our Chachamim, our Zkenim, is something that never changes, and it's something that can never be usurped. They are the Aineh Ha'eda, the eyes of the generation, and they see things that we do not. I will tell you, this is something that is very, very important, especially in a day and age like today that stresses equality and, you know, all sorts of different movements. We have to realize that Chachmei Yisrael v'talmidehim are not subject to these equality movements. They're on a higher sphere. They make Am Yisrael what we are. So we have to remember that. And, you know, from the severity of the punishment, you can tell about the chashivut of the noseh, the chashivut of the idea here. I thank you all for listening. Shabbat shalom vorach. Tizkor shem rabot na'imot v'tovot. And enjoy your shlissel challah, if you have it. And if you don't, sof zman achilat shlissel challah tonight is at, make sure to eat it ba'seva. Huh? Yeah, make sure not to choke on the ki, rabot. Yeah. Call to Shabbat Shalom Borah.
Shabbat Shalom, thank you.